This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
How you guys holding up? Holding out in your prison time, because that's essentially what you're serving, folks. You're serving in a prison of our own creation. Look, I don't have a problem with the government saying, you know, look, in certain times, we need to be more vigilant and stay in and, you know, and be care about the public good. But this is not it. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, comrades. May 1st is the date that we're all supposed to get out of prison. We will have missed Easter, missed going to church multiple Sundays and so on and so forth. But you get out of prison and you know where you get back to, people? You get back to the plantation. It's the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Giving you the straight truth. I know you're out of the gulag, but you're still back on that plantation. Now, it's a little different plantation because you have a guy in control, Donald Trump, and he's trying to get, he's fixing it. He's telling you, look, there are no walls here. You can leave whenever you want, and many of you left. Many of you left. Many of you joined him in 2016. You stayed with him in 2018. You're more committed to him now. There is nobody, no politician on the planet who has more commitment than Donald Trump. Not one. I don't care about... Go anywhere. Go to Canada. Go to China. Go wherever you want. There is nobody with more of a commitment, people that support what he's doing, than Donald Trump. You may not agree with everything. You may... Kevin, he passed that big stimulus or whatever. Look, folks. Stop playing checkers and play chess. Understand what Donald Trump's doing and you'll get it. You'll get it. Get off the plantation. May 1st, you get out of prison and you get back on the plantation. Now, what is the plantation? Well, I'll give you an example. While you were in prison in California, they gave tickets to people who went out to watch the sunset. They gave tickets. By the way, Bernie Sanders quit. I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to it. I know. He quit. Bernie quit a long time ago. That isn't news. Bernie quit months ago. He pretends to run. I jokingly say Bernie's that dude, that he's the hunter that goes to the woods. Three times he gets sodomized by the bear, and on the third time the bear says, hey man, something tells me you're not here to hunt. What do you want to talk about Bernie for? California's giving tickets out for people watching the sunset. That was when you were in prison. You can't go out because this dreaded Wuhan, it isn't killing a fraction of the people it was supposed to. It was estimated it was going to kill 2.2 million people, and now they've revised it. And they revised it again. And they revised it again. It's going to kill less than 100,000. It's going to kill less than 50,000. And legit, it's going to kill less than 20,000. Hey, if you have a heart attack, anything you die of today, it's Wuhan. It's Chinese Wuhan. Y'all want to talk about Bernie Sanders. The father was handcuffed in front of his six-year-old daughter. What were they doing? What violation did this man commit? He was playing t-ball with his daughter at a park. T-ball with his daughter at a park. During the time of quarantine. I guess he hadn't socially distanced himself far enough. So anyway, he's going to get out of that prison. I don't know what's going to happen. I would love to help this guy. I would love to mount up a case against the people and say, how dare you? Look, we live in a time where little girls are supposed to be oppressed. You got a dad plugging into his little girl. Daughter, out there playing sports, man. And he's encouraging her. And what do? You arrest her daddy in front of her. I mean, common sense? Am I wrong here, people? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Am I wrong for being upset that a cop doesn't have the common sense? Some municipality who's enforcing Governor Newsom or some leftist Democrat's order. And he can't have enough sense to say, hey, listen, Pops, I love what you're doing with your daughter. I love it, man. But If I let you do it, everybody in the neighborhood's going to do it. And then, you know, it comes back on me. So do me a favor. Play a little while longer, but, you know, go in and do, he could have handled it that way. He didn't. Yep, he didn't. Bernie Sanders is out. That's right. Donald Trump says Bernie Sanders is out. Thank you to Elizabeth Warren. If not for her, Bernie would have won almost every state on Super Tuesday. This ended just like the Democrats and the DNC wanted. Same as a crooked Hillary fiasco. The Bernie people should come to the American Party. Trade! Exclamation point. Donald Trump knows how to bait, man. He knows how to troll. There's a video of Donald Trump trolling the media saying, you know, they all want to be in here during these sessions, but we have to socially distance. But they're out there waiting, and they're upset about the people who are in here. Because he had probably invited only certain ones, so they weren't getting the scoop. He trolled the heck out of them. And he's trolling the anti-Biden people, the people that, I mean, to some degree, he's trolling Bernie people. He's saying, hey, look, you lost your guy again. What are you going to do? The DNC screwed you? Elizabeth Warren screwed you? The Democratic Party screwed you? By the way, Bernie screwed you? Yeah, man. Bernie Sanders out. You don't know what to do with him. Hey, it's not smooth sailing for Joe Biden. Joe Biden still isn't the man. Don't think that. Hillary Clinton's waiting in the wings, and so is Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo, still waiting in the wings. We got a poll I'm going to talk about in a minute about Andrew Cuomo. Bernie's out. Joe Biden's supposedly in. Bernie puts out a tweet. Let's go forward together. The struggle continues. And I went out on the website, on the his Twitter feed, and I wanted to see what people were saying. And here's what they were saying. This is bad news for Joe Biden. I will never vote for Biden. I bet you, no exaggeration, 15 to 20% of the people were, I will not vote for Joe Biden. Some people said this. What you did, Bernie, was give 4 more years of Trump. I guess that was one that Trump won't get the vote for. But that's okay, as long as they don't vote for Biden. Here's another one. You let us down. Here's another one. You let the DNC and the oligarchs win. Yeah, they're not happy with Bernie. This one was a big time. I don't know whether the Greenies found out and just came over, but they said, I'm voting for the Green Party. Going third party all up in this mad mug, man. Woo! Not voting for Biden, not voting for Trump, but voting for the Green Party. Wasted vote, we'll take it. Here's another one. Not voting. I'd say 10% were not voting. Others, goodbye and good riddance. And here's the other one. Bye, fraud. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Save the date. Brian Stelter announced on Twitter, he says, CBS, ABC, and NBC networks are coming together to air One World Together at Home, Saturday, April the 18th. And here are the people who are going to be a part of this. Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon are going to co-host. He says it'll be broadcast, plus more than a dozen cable channels, YouTube, radio, etc. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If there's anything that you want to social distance yourself from, it is that event. It's got three mostly anti-Trump leftists as the host, Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon. So it's going to be, let's beat up on Trump. And they're doing it, I don't know, April 18th has any significance, but it's probably more, to me, it sounds like a bunch of hacks, comedic hacks, who are trying to build an audience for themselves by saying, hey, listen, we're still out here, knock, 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 hey, is this thing on? America, we're still here. Here's what I'm going to bet you. Even though you're in quarantine at home, they're not going to get a boost. Neither Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, or Jimmy Fallon are going to get a boost in their ratings, even with people stuck at home, on lockdown. They still can't get people to watch their crappy shows. Man, speaking of social distancing, I said it earlier, no sports to watch, but also I'm enjoying there aren't any movies. There are no movies. There are no stars to. What are they going to do next year for the Academy Awards or the People's Choice and all these other things? They're going to give them to who? They're going to skip a year? Hey, do you think that these leftists are going to skip out of getting their, you know, their praising themselves and talking about how great they are? I know there were no movies made, but best supporting corona, best supporting COVID-19 survivor goes to, yeah, who? Joe Biden? Yeah, I wonder how long Hollywood's going to last without these fat paychecks and their big galas to honor themselves. They will go through some serious withdrawals. Did I say some serious? Some serious withdrawals. But I'm serious. These people, they don't know what to do. They're beside themselves. Movie, oh, we're still filming on location. They can't even film on location in other countries. They are on total shutdown, folks. I told you, half these chicks will come out in public now. You wouldn't recognize them. You'd think you spotted Sasquatch. Oh, boy, I'm enjoying it. No new movies. No pretentious, multi-millionaire, know-it-all, Hollywoodo pukes to tell you about yourself, right? To tell you what they don't know about politics. No Gwyneth Paltrow, no Robert De Niro, no Mark Ruffalo, and there's a bunch of other ones. And you know what they all got to do? They got to come to grips with stuff. You know, they got to come to grips. Let me just say, when you're making 18, I don't know, give it a number. Say you're bringing in $2 million a month. That's just not, I mean, in Hollywood terms, that's not a lot. But let's say you're bringing in a couple mil, $5 million a month. The more, the worse it gets. And suddenly, it stops. Stops. You got no project. You've emptied the pipeline. There's nothing coming in for you for a while. But you guess what? You don't know how to adjust. You can't just give up cigarettes, stop drinking a brewski here and there, cut back on cable, you know, go from extended cable to basic. These people don't know how to live. That's why the best pawn shop in the world is the pawn shop down in Hollywood. Shoot. Man, those people get, there are people, they got luxury cars parked in the back. You think Pawn Stars in Vegas is something? Go see what Hollyweirdo has. It's crazy up there. Oh, so they keep adjusting these numbers down, and this isn't good news for Biden, but there's even more bad news for Biden. Here's what they said. Joe Biden may be sweeping the traditional primary system, but Democrats are evenly divided when asked if New York Governor Andrew Cuomo would make a better challenger against President Trump in November. Latest Rasmussen polls, national telephone, and an online survey finds 46% of likely Democrat voters still believe Biden would make a better presidential candidate this fall. But 45% opt for Cuomo. I want you to understand, baby, I've been saying this on my show, Kevin, the Kevin Jackson Show, for those of you who are just joining and wondering, what's all the hoopla about? Why did somebody call you to listen in? Well, here it is. Joe Biden, the former vice president who served under baby black Jesus, you cannot get better cred than that. Let's face it. That's as good as it gets politically. And Joe Biden cannot close the door on a 78-year-old Jewish senator, independent, who's a communist, or a Democrat challenger that didn't even have the guts to challenge him. This is with Cuomo saying, I won't run if Joe Biden runs. Well, Joe Biden's running, and Cuomo is in a statistical tie with the Democrats guy. Now, the Democrats want you to believe something, conservatives. They want you to believe that Joe Biden is their man. They want him. In fact, I said in the first part of this broadcast today, they told you that Joe Biden could beat Donald Trump. He was ahead of him in Florida. That he's in a tie with him. He's slight lead nationwide, etc. And there's a toss-up in Wisconsin or something like that. Go look it up. You can find out for yourself. They want you to believe he is formidable, while at the same time, Joe Biden can't even beat people that he's running against, not even running against, in his own party. There are people out there still going, I don't know. And as I said also earlier in the first segment, Alyssa Milano has done a litmus test. You can thank her for the first time. Because Alyssa Milano says, I support Joe Biden. And the internet went crazy. Twitter went berserk. The Me Too feminists read her the Riot Act. Now, I want you to understand, folks, the Me Too feminist is not exactly Donald Trump's big demographic. And yet, they're going, we're not voting for Joe Biden. He's a sexual predator. Now, Donald Trump talked about grabbing women by the hoo-ha a while back, and that took all the feminists out of, but now the very same women who, they're not okay with Donald Trump even alluding to doing that are suddenly okay with Biden? I don't think so. And Melissa Milano found that out. So here's Joe Biden. He can't bring in any group. I told you guys it was so laughable at one point. We talked about this maybe a week or two ago. They said his lack of enthusiasm for Joe could work in his favor. That's how ridiculous it got. And now you're getting more reports that Donald Trump can be beaten by Joe Biden. I'll leave it to you to apply your powers of common sense. I'm sure you detect the snark in my voice as I report these stories to you. In big trouble. They said among likely voters, survey, 46% for Biden, 45% for Cuomo, even though he's not in the race, 9% undecided. Among likely voters, 38% for Biden, 38% for Cuomo, and here's a number for you, 24% undecided. 53% have a favorable opinion of Cuomo, who's been in the news battling the coronavirus. 33% view him unfavorably. 25% very favorably. They are sizing up Crazy Joe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he believes it's possible for the United States to open up in May following the coronavirus pandemic.
I think as soon as the president feels comfortable with the medical issues, we are making everything necessary that American companies and American workers can be open for business and that they have the liquidity that they need to operate their business in the interim.
Speaking on CNBC, Mnuchin also says the administration is doing everything possible to ensure that American companies and American workers can open for business. The Senate adjourned with no deal to deliver coronavirus aid as Democrats are blocking an expansion of the payroll protection program because they believe it's not enough money. Republicans had proposed increasing the amount available to loan small businesses by $250 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Chinese Wuhan numbers game.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, I'll talk in Chinese if I want to. I will. My broken Chinese accent is whatever you want. Yeah, I will do it. I don't care if other radio, maybe they got sponsors to worry about. I don't have any sponsors to worry about. I sponsor this show. Glad you guys are here listening to me, the KevinJacksonShow.com. Anyway, there came a point in this whole Chinese Wuhan virus pandemic when President Trump spotted the game. And I've been talking about the game on this radio show for quite some time. Yeah, but President Trump, he spotted it. The game that was being played by the leftists, and he said, you know what? I could disrupt the game, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play along. I'm going to play along. Now, remember, at first, when this whole Chinese Wuhan virus thing broke out, the president rightfully downplayed the severity of this virus. He equated it to various flu bugs. He said things like, look, keep your distance. Don't let people get in there and start, you know, spitting in your face when they talk to you. You know, misting you is what I call it. And you can feel it, you know, when you're sitting there and you're smiling at them and they mist and it hits you right at the top of your lip. And you're like, oh, crap, that could end up bad. And if it hits you in the top of the lip, you can wipe it off and then go get some sanitizer. Well, if you can find some. But if it hits you in your mouth, which it probably is, if it hits your top of your lip, it's probably hitting your teeth or your tongue. So you're toast. If it hits your teeth or your tongue, you're toast. How's that for some alliteration? So Donald Trump recognized this, and he played along. And he downplayed, originally, as I said, this Wuhan virus. He cautioned people, stay away from sick folks, wash your hands, cough into your elbows if you're sick, stay out of popular, you know, do what you normally do when you get sick. When you get sick, and what happens at your, when I get sick at my house, I will just go in a room and sit. I don't want anybody getting sick. Don't invite people over, yada, yada. If you live with somebody, what do? You go in another room. That person will come in, usually holding their breath and bring you some soup or whatever. But that's really it. It's not that big of a deal. We know we're going to get sick. Now, if Trump were Obama and he gave you this very pedestrian advice, hey, listen, all you got to do here is you wash your hands, cough into your elbow. And, you know, stay away from sick people. And they would, oh my gosh, he's so dreamy. He's so amazing. He's so black and light skinned and no Negro dialect. He's so cool. But it was Trump. So they had to demagogue it, you know. But Obama, they would have made him a yogi. Yeah. Some leftist organization would have given him an award for potentially saving millions of lives. But we live in the era of Trump, so leftists declare Trump unfit. He's unhinged. How dare he? His cavalier attitude cost lives. How many people were dead because Trump said that? They probably died right then and there. I mean, that's the way the left does it, right? Well, Trump got the message. It's a message. He didn't have to go look for it. He wasn't searching for it. It isn't like he had to go into the mountains of the Himalayas looking for the Yeti. He knew that nothing he does will satisfy leftists unless he plays along. So he played along. It reminds me of this. There's a video that goes around and it says, you're a woman and you get one chance to enter this room. There's six floors. And you can go to a floor looking for the man of your dreams, but each floor, it's different, and you can't go back to the next floor. You either leave, you stop at the third floor, that's your pick, and you leave. So the first one is you meet a great guy, a guy with a job. He's a great guy with a job. Second floor, the woman goes, oh, there's got to be more. So she goes up. Great guy with a job, and he's good with kids. And then the next one is great guy with a job, and he's good looking. Next one's great guy with a job. He's good looking and he's great looking and he's good with kids and on and on. So the fifth floor is he's a great guy with jobs. He's amazing looking and he's amazing with kids and he really cares about you. He's doting on you. And so the woman goes, whoo, man, this has been good. Every floor just gets better. And the sixth floor, it says, sorry, you lost out. There's too many people here. We're out of men. And so the moral of the story is you can never satisfy a woman. And that's the joke of it, which, you know, a lot of people laugh heartily because they know there's some truth in it. Now, I'm not talking about conservative women. You know where to stop. You know what floor to stop on. Many of you would have stopped on the first floor. Certainly by the third floor, you've had enough. You've seen enough. But it's those leftist women that keep thinking it gets better and better and better. By the way, that's what they did with all these candidates they had. The ones that were going to get old Joe. And they finally figured out they ain't much better than Joe. The first floor was, do you want this old donkey or you want to go up higher and see if there's something better? Well, they found out there's nothing better. Anyway, Trump decided he was going to play along, shifted his strategy from bragging about what he's done to stop the dreaded Wuhan virus. And he said, because he would say, you know, look, I stopped it. I implemented the travel bill. He was telling you everything he did. But he's like, no, you're right. You're right. We got to start sounding some alarm bells. So then he displayed some mad skills because he allowed others to do his bidding. So he brought in this leftist named Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And this man, who, by the way, said this on January 20th to Newsmax.
Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously and do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing, but this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
That was January 20th of this year. The President of the United States relied on this man, and he said the same thing. The President of the United States said, look, guys, I'm talking to experts. This is a flu bug. It'll be okay. And every time he did, look, I stopped the ship from coming in. We quarantined them. I stopped the Chinese. You racist. I stopped people from coming in from Asia. He was not homophobic. What is it? Yellowphobic. What is the equivalent of yellowphobic? Anyway, he was supposedly racist against Asians. Never came up ever. They say he hates black people, which, by the way, President Trump did something on that. We'll talk about another time. Let me go ahead and tell you. He declared a white nationalist group a terrorist group. Yeah. Because that's what all hardcore racists do, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, he gets Fauci. The president says, okay, I've done everything I can to convince you people that I responded correctly. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play your game. I'm going to pretend to buy into the pandemic. Now, he didn't put Fauci on Front Street like I just did, because that was Fauci on January 20th saying, this is no big deal. So when did it change?
When did suddenly it go from being no big deal, where Fauci's advising the president and he says, it's no big deal. And the president says, look, I've talked to our top guys. They say it's no big deal. By the way, Fauci says, I've been in five presidential administrations. Yeah, but he's a lefty. Trust me. So is the other Dr. Birx. Lefty. But Trump's leaving him up there. He's leaving him up there to play the game. And you should be happy. Be happy Donald Trump is playing the game and knows how to play the game. Be happy about this. So I just played the clip. Fauci on January 20th saying identically what the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, said. But then he changes his mind. And suddenly, it's a pandemic. We don't know what's going to work. Remember when he interrupted the president? Listen. I know everything he said, but it's a different thing here. And he went all Italian on the president right then and there. He's like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm back in control here. Listen, I'm a New Yorker. I know exactly what to tell you. And yes, this is a pandemic, and we need to be concerned about it. And there's lots of people that are going to die. And you shouldn't be taking advice from this man. That's essentially what he said. That's when you started questioning Dr. Fauci, because I did. Remember when he was standing there looking at the president with his... We put a post up. I said, this dude is not pro-Trump. He's not pro-Trump. You don't interrupt the president and immediately go, that's not the case. You pull him aside and say, Mr. President, you might want to correct the record on that. I just want to tell you offline. And then the president comes back and says, you know, in the previous presser, I was saying this and I maybe have misspoken, and here's what it is. But he didn't do that, and Trump watched him. And he wasn't on for a few days. I got several, one of my buddies, a guy named Seville, because we called it out. We said, where is Fauci? Is the president mad at him? I think the president was mad at him. They said, no, he's not mad at him, but he was. He was. Then we learned that Fauci's a big-time Hillary Clinton supporter. Big time. So what did Trump do? Trump went all Trumpian on him. Trump said, you know what? I'm going to play your game. Here's Fauci. Let's keep him out front. Let's let him say what he wants to say. So Fauci comes out, and he starts revising the numbers. When we come back, I don't have time right now. When we come back, I'm going to get more into that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This is extremely important news that we're breaking tonight on the Ingram angle. Dr. Smith's one of the most preeminent infectious disease specialists in the United States. His father was a legend. But Dr. Smith, you pointed out that not a single patient of yours, COVID patient, that has been on the hydroxy regimen has had to be intubated. For people who don't know what intubated means, please explain quickly.
Yeah, so intubated means you're respiratory failure and you have to be put on a ventilator. Intubation means actually putting the tube down into your trachea and then you're placed on a ventilator for support, respiratory support. We've had, I mentioned, the 20 intubations. Over most all of them occurred in the first 2 days. More importantly, no person has received 5 days or more of the hydroxychloroquine azithral combination has been intubated. The chance of that occurring by chance, according to my sons, Leon and Hunter, who did some stats for me, are 0.000 something. It's ridiculously low depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously low no matter how you look at it. We worry about selection bias in this situation, but I cannot think of a reason why. If all else is equal, why people that have received 5 days or more, even 4 days or more, this hydroxychloroquine azithral regimen wouldn't get intubated. In other words, if the regimen didn't work, why would it just be the people that didn't get nearly complete the regimen? Most of the people were in the first 2 days.
Right, Dr. Smith, we're going to have you back. Yeah, it's a game changer, correct?
It's a game changer. It's absolute game changer. I think these data go to really support the French data. Now you actually have an intra-cohort comparison saying that this regimen works. And I'll get some real statistics besides my sons to look at that. Nora, I think this is the beginning of the end of the pandemic. I'm very serious.
Oh, wow.
The numbers certainly bear that out. We're on the downhill of the bell curve, apparently, even though I saw a warning says more people will die in May than in any month, and then it'll go down. But the drop-dead date for Trump is April 30th. The people go back to normal. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So I'm talking about Donald Trump, who has essentially pulled a fast one on the left because he says, you know what? I'm going to play your numbers game. I'm going to play your Chinese Wuhan virus numbers game. So there's Fauci, January 20th of this year, saying this virus is no big deal. On March 29th, he announced that this was going to infect millions, and the deaths from the disease could reach over 200,000. And President Trump says, hey, when he was like, you know what, we're going to pay attention to these folks over here. They're the experts. Hey, come on up here, former Hillary Clinton-loving Dr. Fauci. Come on up here, Dr. Birx. I hear you have some stock in some virus companies or, you know, some remedy companies or whatever. He's just and everybody knows they're a bunch of lefties. He's like, bring them up. Come on up. Oh, you got a question on that? No, I got an expert. And he's bringing them up every single day. And they're giving us doom and gloom. Stock market will crash. It's a recession. It's all bad. Oh, my gosh. And meanwhile, every time you turn around, Michigan Congresswoman, a Democrat, took the mixture, the cocktail, the chloroquine and some other stuff, better. She comes on and thanks President Trump. She's thanking Trump. This is Michigan, the same state where the governor said, if you take this, if you prescribe this, you're going to be fine. You'll put in jail, whatever. She's threatening people. And she rescinded it. And here's Trump just going, oh, hey, these are the experts. These are the experts. So then they come out and they go, oh, my gosh, guess what? Maybe we miscalculated. Maybe we miscalculated. Fauci set the market rate for Chinese Wuhan virus and Trump rolled with it. He never backed off his original thoughts about this virus. He knew the numbers could be contained and would be no worse than a seasonal flu. And Trump pretty much had stopped this bug from going crazy in America when he shut off the Chinese conduit. And I'm convinced, I don't care what anybody says, the Chinese government probably wanted this virus to spread. I believe that. I saw far too many videos of people rubbing the buttons in elevators with their spit and doing all kinds of other stuff. It's too much evidence of that. And, you know, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but I don't believe they have our best interest at heart. Anyway, when Trump provided optimism, the media revolted. Here's what Reuters wrote of Trump's optimism at the time. The numbers in the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. are increasingly not going his way. But that has not stopped him from portraying them largely as a sign of success. The United States had almost 550 confirmed cases of the respiratory virus as of Sunday night and 22 related deaths. The count could rise sharply as testing increases this week. More than 3,600 people have died globally. From suggesting more optimistic timelines for a potential vaccine than scientists say is possible, to contradicting a public health official or public health officials on the potential cases for the cases to increase, to questioning the fatality rate cited by the WHO, Trump has sought to present figures related to the virus that appear more favorable than reality. That was early on when the President of the United States did his job and said, "Hey, guys, do not panic. There'll be plenty of stuff, plenty of food, plenty of hospital beds, plenty of emergency medical facilities, etc. We'll be ready. Don't panic. Don't do crazy stuff. If you feel sick, go home. Yada, yada, yada. It's a 14-day incubation. How could they know? Let me tell you something. If you're in tune with your body and you catch a flu, I guarantee you, you know. This idea that people are walking dead and don't know they have the virus, I think, is ridiculous. The same way that they're stacking these deaths, anybody that has a heart attack or diabetes dies from anything related that's anywhere close to respiratory or something like that. They're calling it all COVID-19. They want to make this thing worse than what it is. But Trump recognized the game. He made Fauci his tool. The over and under for the Chinese Wuhan virus deaths was now set, not by him, but by Fauci. 200,000 became the new magic number. I'm explaining the game, folks. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you don't know who you're listening to. It is Kevin Jackson. I'm explaining the game to you. Donald Trump knows how to take what they're doing and say, fine, I'm going to let you think you're winning this game. So the Democrats want these numbers to blow up. And the reason why you're seeing them credit heart attacks and strokes and all that to this disease is because they need to exceed that number. But it's not going their way. So Trump, he realized that under Obama, H1N1, that the millions of Americans, I think they said 50 million Americans got it, hospitalized over 300,000, killed over 12,000. They said it was 30,000, according to Fauci, and yet the world kept on spinning and America continued to run. So Trump realized that keeping things under this number would be a big win. So what did he do? He started announcing those numbers himself. Here's what Yahoo reported on Trump's change. At the first formal press briefing with the Coronavirus Task Force on February 26, President Trump said he didn't agree with the assessment for the CDC and that an outbreak was inevitable in the United States, noting that the country had just 15 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and no deaths. When you have 15 people and the 15 within a couple of days, it's going to be down to close to zero. That's a pretty good job we've done, Trump said. We have it so well under control. I mean, we've done a really good job. But ever since, he's been moving the goalpost on the pandemic. And on Sunday, with coronavirus cases and deaths mounting, Trump said that keeping the U.S. toll between 100,000 and 200,000 would be a very good job. Way to go, Mr. President. Use their numbers against them. Flip the script. Trump says, I don't care what I said. I don't care. I'm going to use your numbers. How are they going to dispute it? Oh, Donald Trump now goes against his own numbers? He goes against his own people? He goes against the experts? No, Fauci set the over and under, folks. The Daily Caller said how they detailed this plan. The model from the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington now projects 81,766 deaths through August 1st, with most fatalities occurring by the middle of May. They projected between 49,000 and 136 during the same period. Before Sunday, they estimated 39,966 to 178,000, give or take, with a best guess estimate of 93,531. So all these models that they created have now been revised down. Game, set, match, folks. Numbers all dropping. They're going to continue to drop. And your president is going to look Trumpian. And that's exactly how he played the game.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.